Thanks very much, Mr. Mutapo. Colleagues, members of the media, stakeholders of the transport industry in the country, people of the Republic of South Africa, friends and compatriots, as Mr. Mutapo indicated, we are today reflecting on the matters relating to taxi industry. We are only framed and restricted to engage on matters relating to the taxi industry. I know the transport portfolio is very huge in the country, but we are called upon. We do this, we are meeting today, colleagues, compatriots, amidst or at a time when we started to witness an upsurge in terms of the violence in the space of the taxi industry, a very, very concerning factor for all South Africans and for all those who makes laws in the country. And we must take this moment to maybe as a point of departure to send our words of condolences to those who would have lost their loved ones in the recent violence that emerged in the space. We really send our message of condolences on behalf of the Parliament of the Republic of South Africa to the families and to those all who are affected by these developments in the space. And we must assure all South Africans that it's a matter of concern to all of us, and we're sitting on it. As you may be aware, colleagues, compatriots, the taxi industry is the largest public transport mode in the Republic, which is estimated to transport approximately 50 million commuters per day. And this translates into almost 60% of all commuters. It was against this background that the government decided to revise the taxi recapitalization program to meet the current and future needs of the commuters and to stimulate the economic potential of the industry. The revised taxi recapitalization program is part of an extended scope of the TRP implemented from the year 2006 to 2018. As colleagues in the transport industry may be aware that in March 2019, the Department of Transport appointed Enthas Service 84 as a technical partner responsible for the administration and management of the revised taxi recapitalization program. In accordance with the mandate, in accordance with the mandate of the department, Enthas established the Taxi Recapitalization SA as a trading entity which implements the RTRP. The TRP was originally approved for implementation by cabinet almost 2 decades ago in 2006 for a period of 7 years at a total cost of 7.7 billion. This was one of the many interventions that the government introduced to transform and restructure the taxi industry and improve its service delivery to make it safe and reliable for the people of the Republic. The TRP initially focused on the replacement of unsafe, unreliable, and unroadworthy taxi fleet with the purpose of building new taxi vehicles. And in this regard, as you may be aware, a total of 135,894 taxi vehicles were identified for scrapping in 2006. And by the end of September 2018, a total of 72,653 of the total of 135,894 old taxi vehicles had been scrapped, and a 4.4 billion in scrapping allowance had been spent. Now, when the RTRP came in place, the revised taxi capitalization program in 2019, the government contended that the program was mainly intended to extend the scope beyond the scrapping of the balance of 135,894 old taxi, but also to include, among others, one, commercialization, the development of a sustainable, commercial, viable RTRP management solution, leveraging and exploiting opportunities available in the many parts taxi industry's entire value chain with operators as active and meaningful participants in the industry. Two, illegal operation and verification process, which refers to the determination of extent of illegal taxi operation across the country by conducting a nationwide survey to populate a comprehensive database of minibus industries operators and operations. Three, related to that, It was also contended to deal with issues relating to change management and unity in the industry, and the department intended to use the RTRP as a catalyst for change to the taxi industry's operating model. Currently, the industry operates as an individual taxi ownership model and collaborative route management structure through local taxi association, regional and provincial, and national taxi council. And it's argued that the individual ownership model and the taxi association route management model are at the heart of the endemic conflict and violence which has bedeviled the taxi industry for decades. And colleagues will remember that just as the democratic government came to power post-1994, the taxi violence became one of those things that almost reversed the progressive milestone that we're recording as a country. And therefore, it's not a matter that we can joke about, because even at that time, we lost so many lives. And that is why it becomes very much of concern for us when we see it raising its ugly head once again. Now, to this end, the department seeks to use the RTRP to unify the taxi industry by introducing collaborative ownership and operating models using structures such as cooperatives and corporatization. From the portfolio point of view, we continue to monitor the spend of the TRSA on RTRP, and in addition, we continue to monitor to ensure that the department provide with us provincial breakdown of number of taxis scrapped through the TRC under the RTRP to date, as well the amount spent in this particular regard. Now, in as far as the e-hailing service is concerned, colleagues will remember that almost 2 decades ago, circa 2013, a new industry started to emerge out of the need or out of the necessity of mobile technology, rapid urbanization in the country, gig economy, and a need for convenient and on-demand transport. And that industry is today called the e-hailing services. And as it emerged, new legislation had to be put in place. And this has created a conflict between the industry that existed and the industry that was starting to emerge. Now, in relation to that, we are saying new legislation is put in place that will better regulate the e-hailing industry following the recently substantial uptake of violence in the province of Gauteng and KZN against e-hailing drivers. Recently, Minister Krezi has said that the National Land Transport Amendment Act will introduce regulation for e-hailing services like Bolt and Uber and could help ease the tensions within the industry. While this announcement is likely to be viewed as a response to the recent developments in Gauteng, especially around Maponya Mall, the incident that we all know that has been all over the news in the Republic, the Act will introduce regulation for e-hailing services like Bolt, like I said, but this, we want to say, this is not as a result of trying to respond to that particular activity. It's a matter that has always been on the book for well over a decade. As you'll be aware that we had to amend the National Land Transport Act to ensure that it gives a space for this type of industry. And we must say that in 2024, President Cyril Ramaphosa was able to assent that particular act in terms of its amendment. And under this legislation, the e-hailing drivers will no longer need to use charter permits and meter operating license and instead receive an official e-hailing operating license. Vehicle will also be expected to carry or to be branded with a sign indicating that they are e-hailing vehicles, and their license will indicate the geographic area in which they are approved to operate. Drivers will be vetted and subject to criminal record checks under the new regulation, and a professional driving permit will also be required along this regulation. The legislation has the new security requirements for e-hailing drivers and the vehicles. It is no longer going to be honke honke. It's no longer going to be room for just everyone to just wake up and say, I'm an e-hailing driver. We need now, and we must start now, to regulate this particular space. This includes needing a panic button and drivers ensuring that their profile photos is up to date for accurate client identification. Should the drivers fail to adhere to this new regulation, they could incur a 2-year prison sentence or a financial penalty of up to 100,000. Regulators are also empowered to withdraw or suspend licenses as needed when an operator is found to be violating the National Land Transport Act. Minister Creasy approved in March this year, and the legislation is currently being translated into second official languages ahead of its being gazetted or implementation, which is currently slated for the month of October, which is just in the next few weeks. So we are really calling the industry to start making up, because when these regulations are in place, there's not going to be any room for a sorry. The incident in Maponya Mall is merely the most recent in a long string of incidents of violence between the taxi drivers and a e-hailing platform, and colleagues are aware of this matter, that what happened in Maponya Mall is a sequel of what is continuously happening in this particular space, and we need to curb it, and we need to curb it now. One of the reasons for the conflict was the concern of the Soweto Taxi Association, which took issue with individuals without credential posing as e-hailing drivers to make a commission and frequently at uncompetitive rates. The South African National Taxi Association echoed this sentiment and noted that LTA is essential in the current situation where unregulated operators have become a commonplace. There is a consensus in the industry, and I think colleagues and stakeholders who are here will agree that we are all agreeing that we need to finalize these regulations, and they must be in place and they must be implemented. And this is the only way we can ensure that we abort a potential of declining into a crisis and violence in as far as this space is concerned. While the new act will help reduce violence, it won't prevent that natural evolution of the transport industry. Minister of Transport, Minister Creasy, says the laws imposing various new requirements on e-hailing operators and drivers in South Africa will be gazetted, as I indicated, in the next 2 months. The issue relating to the CAPE Organization for the Democratic Taxi Association and the CAPE Amalgamated Taxi Association is of serious concern to us, not only as the people of Cape Town or not only as residents here, but for all of us as the people of the Republic of South Africa. It's of concern to us because it has a potential, if it's not kept, to spiral across the country. And we, like I said, it's a matter that we may not want it to spiral, not to be arrested. And our view as the PCO is that the taxi industry should be formalized, should be regulated, and this includes, among other things, shifting from an informal, fragmented model to a regulated corporate structure that improves accountability, safety, and financial management for operators and commuters. This process, we hold strongly that it must include formalizing businesses and holding companies, creating robust licensing and regulatory systems, implementing technology for better management, and adapting to new business model like ELA, with a focus of making the industry more efficient and more professional and profitable. Our appeal as the Portfolio Committee of the Transport of the Parliament of the Republic to both CODETA and CATA is to resolve their difference amicably. The peaceful resolution of the conflict will not only strengthen the foundation of the public transport in the province, but it will also underscore the power of dialogue and accountability. You know, overcoming conflict will ensure that interests of the commuters come first. But lastly, I must indicate that we continue to call as a portfolio on the law enforcement authorities and agencies of this country to play their part as the regulations are coming in, to ensure that they are adhered to ensure that we arrest the potential violence that can emerge out of industry. Thanks very much.